Today from the Ohio Newsroom, higher ed behind bars.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. And from Ohio CASA. 14,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteer opportunities are available to advocate for kids. Information at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Claire Roth. Last week, hundreds of advocates converged in Ohio for the 15th annual National Conference on Higher Ed in Prison. Member Station IdeaStream Public Media's education reporter, Connor Morris, went to scope it out, and he joins us to discuss what he learned. So this is a big four-day conference. It happens every year. What were some of the headlines from this year's event in Cleveland?
The theme this year was Beyond Access, and their look was that, okay, there are, you know, hundreds of these programs in the country. You know, many prisons and correctional facilities are recognizing there's benefits to having these programs. How can we improve that education they're receiving? That also includes reentry as well. So how to improve those programs that help folks who were incarcerated get back into society. I talked to Shakur Collins, who came in from Connecticut. He works with the university there to help formerly incarcerated folks acclimate to a college campus. And he says institutions could be doing better.
So when I learn how to take accountability for myself, I'm also taking to task these institutions about what accountability looks like so that we can build an actual non-performative, meaningful relationship.
But he said some institutions are at least trying to court these students nowadays, so that's some progress.
Are we seeing those sorts of trends play out here in Ohio?
Higher education institutions also in general are seeing their enrollment decline, and so they're kind of retreating from some programs and things. And unfortunately, that can include some of these programs. So that could be on the chopping block here in Ohio. We haven't seen anything real directly yet, though.
What about Ohio-specific programs when it comes to higher ed in prison? Was there any discussion of those during the conference?
Yeah, so there were some site visits to like Grafton Correctional Institution in Lorain County. There's a drama and theater program they're doing there with Oberlin College, where students and incarcerated men are putting on shows together. Here's Oberlin's Anjanette Hall talking about how they've developed that program in partnership with the prison.
We've found that it really is about creating art and theater that's not just about the men being incarcerated.
Lorain Correctional Institution also had this whole kind of educational ecosystem. It showed off there, integrating higher ed, workforce credentials, apprenticeships that folks who are incarcerated can get access to. And also Edwin's Restaurant and Leadership Institute here in Cleveland, they had some representation here, and they're providing class and jobs to folks who were formerly incarcerated as well.
You already mentioned that concept of declining enrollment, tighter budgets at higher ed institutions. What other challenges are these programs facing, both here in Ohio and nationally?
Yeah, it's a really interesting time in Ohio specifically because the Ohio House passed a bill in November. It's called House Bill 338, Andy's Law, which some advocates are saying could end education programs in Ohio's highest level security prisons. The law is named after a corrections officer who was allegedly killed by an incarcerated man several years ago. And I talked to advocate Jonathan Morgan. He's a PhD student in Cincinnati. He's part of a working group, and they're suggesting some changes to the bill. They said in its current form, it's getting rid of tablet access, in-person visitation, and he thinks it'll actually make prisons less safe.
People who participate in these programs, who get more family visitation, who do higher education in prison, have less discipline, less time sent to confinement, less incidents of violence.
These programs are also in a weird spot because, you know, as I mentioned, higher ed in general is contracting right now. Also, the federal government's DOGE cuts are affecting social services nonprofits across the country. And so those folks are doing ancillary work that is related to some of these higher education programs. So there's kind of a lot to keep an eye on in the future.
IdeaStream Public Media's Connor Morris, thanks so much.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity. Because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.